I'm getting a bad feeling about this, he said. You know Morty Byers? Yeah. He was in the Jeep. No shit. Are you sure? I was talking to him when it blew. I guess that explains your missing eyebrows. What were you talking about? Vinny had only given me a week to bring Morelli in. My week was up, and Morty took up the hunt. We were sort of talking about Morelli. You couldn't have been talking too close, or you'd be Hamburger. Actually, I was right about where we're standing now, and we were yelling at each other. We were sort of disagreeing. A uniform came over with a twisted license plate. We found this over by the dumpster, he said. You want me to run an ID? I took the plate. Don't bother. The car belongs to Morelli. Oh, boy, Dorsey said. I can hardly wait to hear this. I figured I'd embellish the truth a little, since the police might not be up on the finer points of bounty hunterism and might not understand about commandeering. It's like this, I said. I went to see Morelli's mother, and she was very upset that no one was running Joe's car. You know how bad it is for the battery to let a car sit. Well, one thing led to another, and next thing I'd agreed to drive the car around for her. So you've been driving Morelli's car as a favor to his mother? Yes. He'd asked her to take care of it, but she didn't have time. Very noble of you. I'm a noble person. Go on. So I did. I explained about Byers' wife leaving him, and how he had tried to steal the car, and how he had made the mistake of saying, fuck God, and then the car blew up. You think God got pissed off and fried Byers? That would be one theory. When you come to the station to complete the report on Ramirez, we might want to talk further on this. I watched for a few more minutes, and then went back to my apartment. I didn't especially want to be around when they scooped up the ashes that had been Morty Byers.